Hello and welcome to the Play What You Want podcast, where I talk about and review Pay What You Want and free role-playing game materials. Today I'm going to be talking about a solo fantasy adventure game called Chronicles of Erex by Crystal Star Publishing. I'm not much for the play-by-yourself solo thing. I've never really done it before, and there's a whole joke, the whole Forever Alone joke behind this kind of stuff. But it was only 17 pages, so I thought I would just run through it real quick and check it out. First section, he's got a just kind of some setting background information. And then he goes on to just basics of what you need and a little advertisement for his own materials where you can pay $1 and get more adventures. And then he goes into the basics of what a character has, and that's, what stats and abilities that a character would have. And then he goes into, just HP and wounds. And the weird thing is he is describing these things, but not necessarily in the context of how they're used. It uses an interesting system where your stats are die. I've seen this system only one other time before in a war game called Burrows and Badgers. And it's a fun mechanic where you've got a stat that could be a D4 and a stat that could be a D6. And that's interesting because you would think, well, I've got the highest being D20, that would be the best. And while, yeah, it can garner you the highest results, the average becomes kind of low. The more you keep rolling D20, you can also roll a 1 on the D20. So it's actually not necessarily always the best to have. In a mechanic like this, to have the highest dice, so that it's an interesting mechanic. He's got a little bit of some more fluff written in there, and then he goes to how to actually make tests. And what he's got going on is, you roll the die that you have for a stat. You're always making ability checks. There's no skills, and then there's a DC of some kind that you have to meet, a number that you kind of have to meet or beat, and then you complete or fail based on that. Then he's got a little bit of section how to fight monsters. They have an armor score, just like you have an armor score. So you both roll to attack at the same time, basically, you and the monster. Whoever's got the highest then wins that attack, and you go on to damage, and then the attacker rolls their damage score, which is going to be based off their strength and any bonuses from a weapon, and you roll your endurance score and you bonus that with any armor. And if you beat that damage score with your armor score, you successfully, soaked the damage and you don't take any wounds. So there's four rolls to every attack, and you only face one creature at a time in this, and I'll go into that in a second. So he's got a quest system where basically choose your own adventure book, but you roll a D10 and then you go to the corresponding paragraph, and it'll have a little bit of a fluff read out loud section that you would, kind of a read out loud section that you would see in a normal module. And then it goes into the actual mechanics of what you have to do. You're jumping over a pit, or you're fighting a monster, you're trying to sneak, you're trying to pick a lock, whatnot. And whether or not you fail whatever you did there, you've completed that little section in the quest and that encounter, and now you get a bonus to the D10 roll that you make to find another encounter. So in the one that he's got in the book, there's 20 different encounters, and you obviously with a D10 couldn't roll a 20 with that D10, so you have to advance over time through these encounters you have to do the final encounter at some point. If you re-roll the same one, then you just go to the one above it. If you've done the one above that, you go, the one above that. So I actually played this. I've never done that solo thing before, like I said. And he had a little pre-made character, and I just did it. I didn't write anything down. I just, kept referring back to that stat block for that character, and remembered any bonuses that I got or negatives that I got from being wounded or anything like that. And I one point picked up a follower, gave me a +1 to making my fighting check. I was surprisingly entertained, and it was funny, and it was cute. It has, you know, kind of a basic fantasy setting, and I got my butt kicked and I died, which was cool. And I was actually kind of surprised at the difficulty level of it. You know, I often don't like systems that have a sort of get out of jail free point system. The only system I think I like that uses something like that is Warhammer Fantasy 4th Edition has their Resolve, Resilience, Fate, Fortune point system that lets you like re-roll some stuff or not take a critical hit or something like that. And then if you like completely get dropped out and kill, you can like spend a point and you're not dead. And I'm not always a big fan of that, but this could actually use something like that. Like there's an ability to heal because there was healing potions, but maybe it was just because my character is, you know, level one starting out. I didn't have any abilities yet because as you level there, he does have like a little list of abilities you can put in. I just didn't have a lot of options to keep from getting my butt kicked. The die rolls were it, which was cool, actually. You know, I like deadly stuff, but I needed just like one more thing I could do at level one. I thought maybe. So yeah, I got my butt kicked, and it was cool. I think I don't know if I would do it again. It immediately got me interested in what his other adventures were, and you know, I used to do those choose your own adventure books when I was a kid. And I bought like a choose your own adventure game for my niece, and I like ran through it once just to see what it was like. I don't know if I would continue to play role playing games by myself, honestly. I want to read some others that don't have this kind of system, that don't have like a choose your own adventure layout. Like it actually, you don't need that kind of thing. Everything is random tables, I would guess, or I don't know. Like I know there for Cepheus Engine, there's a couple different solo role-playing game things. One of them made by Zoser. I'm interested just to read it and see how it works. Are you just playing a spreadsheet by yourself? Like, I don't know. So yeah, that was the game Chronicles of Arrax, a solo fantasy adventure role-playing game. Have a good session. All right, we're doing a little bit of a bonus deal here. Decided to add to the episodes, and that is I'm going to review a free comic book, however I got it, wherever I find them, online. And this one came from DriveThruRPG. It's the publishing house says it's Grim Crew. And Grim Crew presents Dead Future. And I picked this right off the cover. I pick books by the cover all the time. There's nothing wrong with that. And this one had a spaceman in black and white with his helmet bashed in. He's like a zombie in there. And there's like blood on his mouth. And I like space horror stuff. And particularly when it comes to like being a little more hard sci-fi too. Alien is one of my favorite movies. I decided to just download it on a whim. Don't know anything about it. Didn't read the blurb. Don't know anything. It has a cover price of $3.99, and it says Volume 1, but I didn't pay any money for it. It was free. So, and I did pirate it. So let's get into it. So this is like an anthology book. It has three short stories, all in black and white, and there are three different zombie stories. The first two are related to each other, and the third one's unrelated. So the first one uses a mixture of photography and Photoshop. And, you know, these are much maligned, this type of comic book, but this actually doesn't look that bad. It reminds me of art from some of the World of Darkness games in the later years of Old WoD and some of the first new WoD stuff used photography that was black and white with some Photoshop. And so there's something that I kind of like about it. It also reminds me of This War of Mine, a video game, This War of Mine, that uses something that looks almost exactly like this. Anyway, so it's a girl living in a zombie-infested city, and she's talking about how she's got to follow the rules, and how, like, she's basically alluding to the fact that the zombies will always kind of follow their own same repetitive tasks that they had in life, like people walking down the street, people smelling flowers, and she, as long as she fulfills those repetitive roles and does the same things at the same times, then the zombies don't mess with her. So she's got to go to the grocery store, so she goes to the grocery store, and she's, you know, looking at the same individuals, the same zombie smiles at her, so she smiles at the zombie the exact right time. She's got to pay the zombie, so she pays with pieces of paper that she wrote on and just like fake money. She seems to, you know, be upset about the whole thing, obviously, but living okay, living comfortably. And then something happens to sort of mess up the routine. A car ran over a zombie or something like that outside. And so she freaks out and goes running and hiding in the grocery store, waits the next day, and goes out to fulfill the routine again from inside the grocery store. And as she's leaving, some random dude who's not a zombie, like, smashes a zombie that she was interacting with. And it pisses her off because it doesn't follow the rules. She's kind of a psychopath now, too. So it's an interesting idea, an interesting concept. I thought it was cool. It looks okay. So I was actually kind of impressed with the idea, with the little concept there, a little short story concept. And at the end, she's like happy, and you never mess with routine is what she's got three rules. One, you never mess with routine. Two, never go out after dark, and stay quiet and keep the lights out. Three, there are worse things than monsters. So I guess she's including herself in that. So then the third one's called Major Tom. The second one is called Major Tom. Right away, I recognized the art because it's photo reference, but it's drawn over photo reference. And this is ripped right out of Aliens. I think, what was the guy's name? Parker, who was the, like, colonel who was in charge of the drop mission or whatever. Like, they're drawing over that guy's face, and his name is Major Tom. And it starts with the song Ground Control to Major Tom by Bowie in the first panel. And this guy drawn to look exactly like that. And then another scene, he's kind of drawn to look like a different character from that movie. So maybe because they need a different face angle and they use a different character. Each in the first page, this one character looks like three different people. The idea, so it looks bad. But the idea is that during the zombie, it's beginning of the zombie outbreak now, I guess the same zombie outbreak, and there's a space station, and this Major Tom's on the space station, and they're running out of supplies, and he's talking to a guy, Todd, who's on the planet, who's like his point of contact for getting supplies up, but there's problems from mission control, and they're having issues contacting people, and honestly, there's a whole lot of talking, but I don't understand the point of any of it. He just keeps talking to the same guy, and the guy says it's bad down here, and there's other people on the space station, and the art changes so much that it's hard to even follow, and all it is scenes of talking heads, basically, in front of computer screens. They have one scene of zombies attacking people that looks okay, just one full page, and it's actually drawn and it looks okay. And then eventually the Todd guy on Earth somehow managed to send a full-on rocket, like from NASA or whatever, by himself while zombies are attacking the landing platform, it looks like, full of supplies to Major Tom, but it explodes for some reason, and there's no bubbles or anything, there's just boxes with the song going on, and some grapple arms grab the rocket, but the funny thing is it looks like a booster. So like they're grabbing supplies, like, because most of the rocket blew up except for this one piece of it, and that's going to be the supplies, but it's a booster. It's not, you know, and then it shows like some rubble, some zombies in it, some boxes, like maybe inside the rocket, basically there's going to be aliens in there. And then there's one final panel through, I guess, a porthole. I don't understand the final panel. And there's like an alien, or it looks like an alien, a zombie, I guess. But like throughout the other pages too, the zombies look like people, and this last zombie is like bald and looks like an alien. I don't know. It was bad. And so the third one, Non Mortis. This one's set in 15th century, so it has nothing to do with the other two. I actually just taken the assumption that the second one had anything to do with the first one, just because they're both modern. But in any case, this one's set in the 15th century, and you got this Pope who's a big fat asshole, and he is Pope Innocent VIII. It's like the art is not great. It's pretty sophomoric and basic, and it's actually the art you would see in like a lower end like floppy book role playing game, like the kind of the cheaper, you know, $20 for a 100-page core rulebook role-playing game, you know, budget art. The Pope is sick and dying, I guess. He can only digest breast milk. I like, they even have a panel of him sucking an old breast, and it says that milk feeder, slave, lover, witch hunter, fearmonger, Innocent the Eighth. And there's like Inquisition going on in one panel. People are getting, there's no word bubbles, so it's all like narration text boxes of what's going on. You know, people are telling Pope Innocent that things are bad, and the fat bastard didn't care, and all he wanted was food aplenty, good wine, and even though it was known that he was only able to digest breast milk, he can also drink wine. He tells a buddy of his that he's not going to die without a fight, and to bring him the old hag. Now, I don't know if we were supposed to understand that he was drinking the breast milk of the old lady. And it's only on the second time looking at this that I fully gather that that is the case. But either way, he's got this old witch like chained up. They're going to, and she sends him some half naked young men. He sends her these half naked young men, and they get chained up. And now she's got a box. The box has got a monster in it. Suddenly the Pope is in there, and he's naked, but he's got his Pope hat on, I think. And it's this like tentacled monster, very Cthulian thing. And she like releases it on the Pope and these two young guys, and it's body horror-ish. It's going into their mouths. And then the same dude that, it doesn't make any sense, but the same guy who the Pope had go give the hag these half-naked guys is now burying them. And he's like, ha, I was right. Immortality, nonsense, whatever. And so he buries these guys. And then the apocalypse started. And these guys come back to life as zombies. At first, nobody noticed that attacks swarming Rome, because there's already pirates and mercenaries and prostitutes. I don't know. That didn't make much sense either. So then there's a bunch more frames of zombies. And there's a new Pope. Oh no, not something to do with Pope. Machiavelli said that Borgia should do something. And there's the townspeople saying, save us. But Borgia says, just, I don't care, from the top of a balcony. Pope Innocent now rises from the grave and starts eating people. And then at the end, it's like, that's why I joined this man Columbus. He says the world is round, and if we cross the ocean, we'll reach India. Yeah, that's how it ended. The guy runs away. I guess the character who was Pope Innocent's like sword guy, he was like wearing armor that had, and then gave these naked guys to the witch, and then he buried them, then got away. So I guess he's the one we were rooting for. The first one out of these three is actually like cool. It's an interesting idea. It doesn't look bad. The second one looks bad and seemed rather pointless. And the third one, I would see, you know, honestly, this kind of thing you see in like, the third one is the kind of thing you'd see inside of pages of like heavy metal or something like that. But I almost don't want to give it that much credit. Now, having said all that, I can draw. I don't have any comic books. So these guys are doing something right. I'll just go real quick who made them. It was written, the first one's written by Martin Brandt II, illustrated by Paul Pedo. And then it lists the actors, J.C. Jimenez, Rick Ertel, Jess Weiss, and then Brent Dearth. And it was lettered by the artist, too. And then the second one was Martin Brandt, and then illustrated by Martino Abreu. And I'm starting to think this was like written in Italy or something, Spain. And then the third one was written by Roberto Macedo Alves, illustrated by Roberto Macedo Alves, and lettered by Josh Gorfin. I would check out other stuff. Like, they're trying, so it's not complete throwaway. It's just, I guess there's going to be another one that says on the back page, In Dead Future Volume 2, with stories With a Whimper, Kindergarten Zombies, the rest of the story, and also available from Grim Crew, Grim Fairy Tales. So, and that the art for that looks kind of cool, actually. I recommend the first story and not reading the second two if you went and downloaded this from DriveThruRPG, because the first story is actually worth reading, worth your time. So, yeah, there you go. This has been a random comic book review for the Play What You Want podcast. Keep having a good session.